Hey everyone, I'm Josh Olson. This is my YouTube channel, A Conversation With. Today I have a conversation with Rick Curdy, the CEO and founder of the Charlotte Bats, a grassroots movement to bring the MLB to Charlotte. Rick, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on your program.
Yeah, no problem. So for people who don't know, just tell people a little bit about you. I know you grew up in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I lived in grew up in Los Angeles. So yeah, I'm a Dodger fan. Sorry. And then I lived there for about 25 years, went to school there, everything. And then I moved to Las Vegas, Nevada. Mm-hmm. Lived there for 5 years from 2001 to 2006. And of course, we had no pro teams there. And now that I left Las Vegas, now they got the Raiders and they got the Golden Knights. So when I moved to Charlotte, I always wondered, why doesn't North Carolina have Major League Baseball, or never had Major League Baseball? Mm-hmm. I'm just like, you know, there's so many cities that had it. I mean, like Washington, D.C.'s had it three times already. And it's like Charlotte, North Carolina never had it, period. Mm-hmm. So I just did research on it. And then when I lived in Las Vegas, I always saw people doing petitions and doing, you know, grassroots movement to bring a team in Las Vegas. I said, well, at that time, Las Vegas, we didn't, you know, the gambling was always the issue. And this was before sports, you know, fantasy sports and all that stuff, you know, became real popular. So, you know, now that that got real popular, people kind of saw, well, Las Vegas is not that threat anymore. And so I'm thinking, why doesn't North Carolina have it? Like, so I started my my movement called the Charlotte Bats. Oh, actually, we're called Let's Bring MLB to Charlotte. And then we decided, you know, let's come up with a team, a name, a logo. And originally I wanted to call them the Charlotte Cardinals because the Cardinals is the state bird of North Carolina. But unfortunately, there's a lot of Cardinal teams, St. Louis, Arizona, Louisville, Stanford. And I thought, yeah, that's not going to work, unfortunately. So we came up with the Bats. Actually, we're the Bat Dogs. And then somebody told me that name is stupid. Just cut it in half. So I thought, you know what, they're right. And I look back now and I'm thinking, what was I thinking of? But we wanted something out of the box. Mm-hmm. And I found out that Greensboro had a minor league baseball team called the Greensboro Bats. So I said, well, there's a connection to North Carolina.
Yeah.
And now they're called the Grasshoppers. And bats are very common in Charlotte. And so bats is sort of a play, you know, like a play on words with baseball. And we decided it would fit. We came up with uniforms. The uniforms are the colors of the city of Charlotte and our University of UNCC Charlotte, the 49ers. And so we wanted to make sure that the name, the team, the concept was affiliated with Charlotte and North Carolina.
Makes sense. So let's go back just a little bit. So why Charlotte? There's lots of cities with no baseball, but why Charlotte?
Well, Charlotte's been one of the fastest growing cities for the past 20 years. You know, we already have pro football with the Panthers. We already have a pro hockey team in Raleigh. We have a basketball team owned by probably the greatest basketball player that ever lived, Michael Jordan. So that helps when one of the most popular athletes live in that state. Mm-hmm. We've been rumored for many, many years. Unfortunately, we've always been used as a name to throw out when an owner wants a new stadium. You know, with the Marlins, I remember he wanted a new stadium and said, well, I might move to Charlotte. I might move to Las Vegas. And eventually they get their stadium. We've come close in the mid 90s when the Twins were rumored to go to Charlotte. That didn't come through. And I mean, we have everything here with one of the largest metropolitan cities in the U.S. We have tons of banks. We have tons of Fortune 500 companies. About 45 people average move into Charlotte every day.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's diverse. Got great schools here. It's like, why not Charlotte? And so that's always been my mission, my goal for the past 13 years that I've lived here to do this. And I'm just, like I said, I just ask people, why doesn't Charlotte have Major League Baseball? And this thing just took off with the bats. And before we did this, we had a lot of pushback for some people and like, oh, we can't support it. We're too small. We're a small, you know, city or, you know, small market. But yet I say, well, there's teams like in Milwaukee. Milwaukee's a small market, you know, Green Bay, You know, I mean, there's a lot of small markets in Kansas City, small markets that have it. Tampa Bay, another small market team. Why not Charlotte? So, you know, that's why I'm doing this.
And has Charlotte, I know, like, baseball, they've always talked about expanding. Like, they've always talked about, I know Mexico City has come up a few times. I know, like, Montreal, but has Charlotte ever came up in discussions with when they've been, like, spring talks, like, talking about expanding? Has Charlotte ever been that city that they've mentioned before?
Yeah, actually, in 2015, Commissioner Rob Manfred came out with this list. It did have Mexico City on the original list. It had New Jersey, Oklahoma, but Charlotte was on that list, Portland, and then he shortened it. And so right now the six cities that he's looking at is Montreal, Portland, Charlotte, Nashville, Vancouver, and Las Vegas. Those are the six cities that they're looking at. So Charlotte has been up there. Recently, a writer from MLB said that Charlotte was like the fourth best place to have an MLB team. Mm-hmm. They're looking at Charlotte. He's mentioned Charlotte. What's helped Charlotte is that they can support pro sports with the Panthers and the Hornets. And we have a really cool minor league baseball team called the Charlotte Knights. Their attendance is one of the highest attendance in all of minor league baseball. I think with them coming to Charlotte, because they were playing in South Carolina for many years, that has helped open up Major League Baseball's eyes to say Charlotte should have Major League Baseball.
And are these, I know you mentioned these minor league teams. Are you a big proponent of these minor league teams? Do you support them heavily?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I do support the Knights. I go to their games a lot. You know, unfortunately, the season was canceled because of COVID. The season is going to be starting up in the first week of May. I was actually in Gastonia. They had a grand opening for a new ballpark. There's a team called the Honey Hunters. They're part of the Atlantic League of Professional Baseball. So anytime I hear about sports coming to North Carolina, it don't have to be Charlotte. This is North Carolina, even South Carolina. I support it because I think that's always important to show people that you do support local sports. And it doesn't have to be baseball. I mean, it could be basketball. It could be football. It could be hockey. You know, we're getting a pro. We're actually getting an MLS team next year. The MLS expanded to Charlotte, called Charlotte FC. They'll be playing at Bank of America Stadium where the Panthers play. So I'm supportive of that. Well, I think bringing sports to your state and to your city just brings money. It brings jobs.
Tourism.
Tourism. And, you know, it's hard for us to agree on anything. But one thing people do agree on is sports. They love their sports. And it doesn't matter what background you come. Nobody cares what party you're affiliated with. Nobody cares how rich or successful you are. Everybody goes to a game. They have fun. They want to have a beer, hot dogs, and just be with family and friends.
And how do you start something like this? How long have you been doing it? And how did it start? Like, how did you get started in this?
I started about 6 years ago. When I moved out here, you know, I just thought maybe I'm missing something. Because I always wondered, why doesn't Charlotte have Major League Baseball? And as more time I lived here and got to know people, got to know the area, I thought this is a great place for Major League Baseball. And so I just started a Facebook group page, and it was called Let's Bring MLB to Charlotte. And I just asked people, why doesn't Charlotte have Major League Baseball? I'm not from here. I didn't grow up here. And maybe I'm missing something. And, you know, it was always, oh, we're too small. But a lot of people are like, no, we need to get an MLB team. So for 2 years, I actually looked into it, the growth, the jobs, the economy, you know. And it just was like, this is screaming for Major League Baseball. I mean, we have no team in Virginia. There's no team in Tennessee. There's no pro teams in South Carolina. So we're actually two states at one because South Carolina's on the border. So we can get a lot of people from South Carolina to come to Charlotte to see Major League Baseball. And it just made a lot of sense. And so when in 2015, when Commissioner Manfred came out with his list, we were very excited because we thought, yes, we're not crazy. We actually do believe Charlotte should have Major League Baseball. So that kind of solidified it when you have the Commissioner of Major League Baseball saying, yes, we're looking to expand. And yes, Charlotte is on the list.
And have you gone up and talked to, like, maybe the city council or the mayor and have mentioned your ideas or?
Yeah, actually, I have some friends on the city council. I've spoken to the mayor about it. I've actually talked to legislators. Republican, Democrat, they don't care. It didn't matter what party they were. They're like, I love your idea. I follow you on Facebook. I give my information. They said, this is great. I had a person come up to me, tell me that he was trying to pass a bill to get an MLB stadium funded. Because I have a shirt that says, let's bring MLB to Charlotte. Okay. So people just, I wear it all the time. And, you know, and I just, people just ask me like, this is a great idea. Let's do this. So that's the great thing about it. This is like so bipartisan. And like I said, it's hard for us to agree on anything, but a lot of people here do believe that Charlotte should have Major League Baseball. And we're just a growing, growing city. And, you know, it's our time now.
And you mentioned like you've used a lot of social media. Is that, did you build it organically, like by word of mouth, or do you do advertising for it, or how do you build your following?
When I first started, I didn't know much about social media. I'm kind of like late in the game with it. And so I just kind of just started a Facebook page. Okay. And then I just joined groups that, you know, that we're trying to get our followers. Now we do paid advertising, a lot of word of mouth. We've been doing podcasts here. I actually have another one scheduled Saturday. And okay. It's just great. I've been meeting people, not just from North Carolina, but all over, who contact me and say, I love what you're doing. I love your website. I love the name. I love the uniforms. I love the vision you're doing. And they always ask me, why doesn't your state have ever had Major League Baseball? I'm like, that's the million-dollar question. And, and you know, like I said, I'm not from here, but we should have MLB. And, you know, it's our time now, you know, and I think what helps us is not only do we have a state in South Carolina that doesn't have pro sports, but the Panthers, you know, the Hurricanes, mm-hmm. Michael Jordan's out here. We have one of the most wealthiest owners in NFL with David Tepper. He owns the Panthers. He now is part of the MLS. So, I mean, it's just like there's oodles of opportunity, oodles of money, oodles of businesses that are interested. And, you know, once, the hold up with MLB is that they're trying to get the stadium situated in Tampa Bay and Oakland. It looks like Oakland will get a stadium. The million-dollar question is Tampa. Once their lease expires in 2027, are they going to go to Tampa? Are they going to stay in Tampa? Are they going to Montreal? Are they going? I mean, something's going to have to happen to them. So we have to see what happens with them. But once those get situated, the commissioner wants to expand. And I'm very, very confident that Charlotte, North Carolina will have an MLB team.
And how about, you mentioned stadiums. How about a stadium in Charlotte? Does Charlotte have a stadium that can hold an MLB team, or do they need to build one?
Well, you know, I believe the Knights, where they play, it's a Truist Stadium. The dimensions are perfect. It seats about 11,000. I believe they can add on to it and make like a third tier. Or they can add some seats there. Of course, the Knights say, no, we can't do that. I'm like, well, of course they're going to say that because they don't want to leave, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but if not, we're going to have to build a stadium. But a lot of them are going to have to build stadiums. Nashville is going to have to build a stadium. Portland is going to have to build a stadium. Montreal's, you know, the Olympic Stadium's still there, but it's so outdated.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to, and MLB loves shiny new stadiums. So we're all going to have to probably build a new stadium sometime in the future.
Is there required? Do they require, like, I know they probably require something like seat wise or capacity wise. Is there requirements for that?
Usually the stadiums are around 35,000, 38,000. You know, usually they don't have like Oakland. Oakland Stadium is gargantuan, you know, and that's mm-hmm. unfortunate because they build and build and build for the Raiders. You know, so when they have like 45,000 people there, it looks like it's empty. So usually Major League Baseball, they like to have about 35,000-38,000 people there. You know, so that's usually the capacity of an average baseball stadium.
And where would they, would this build, you said add on to the current, but if they didn't do that, where could the stadium be? Like, would it be downtown or?
Well, I always thought it would be uptown, but people always say, well, the traffic might be bad. I think the best location would be near Carowinds. It's an amusement park. It's right on the North and South Carolina border. Mm-hmm. I think that would be perfect because we can attract fans, not just in North Carolina, but in South Carolina. Okay. I think that's what makes us one of the leading contenders for MLB is that we're two states in one. The other places don't have a sister state right next door. you know. So I think that helps us with our mission that we were doing. So I think building somewhere like in the Carowinds area, right on the North South Carolina border, would probably be a good location for it.
And how far is that from? Is that like a suburb of Charlotte?
Yeah, it's just, it's right there. It's actually in Charlotte, you know, it's not that far from there, but you know, we're like, I mean, I can like, it takes me like 20 minutes to go from North Carolina to South Carolina. I mean, it's literally right next door, you know, like Rock Hill is a city there. It's like a 25 minute drive. So that's what makes our state so unique, that people from North and South Carolina. And like I said, there's no team in Virginia. There's no team in Tennessee. We can get people out there. And, you know, we're 4.5 hours from Atlanta. We're 10 hours from Washington, D.C. Those are the closest places that have MLB. And I really don't want to drive 4.5 hours to Georgia. No offense to Georgia, but North Carolina wants to support their own team. We don't want to support the Braves.
You go to Braves games? I think they just moved recently, didn't they?
Yeah, they're now in Smyrna, Georgia. They used to be I remember Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, I remember the years where they were terrible with Dale Murphy. I actually was a Braves fan growing up when I was younger. I used to watch them on TBS all the time, you know, and then they became Turner Field. Now they're in Smyrna, Georgia. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a suburb outside of Atlanta. So it's a, you know, very, very nice stadium. And, you know, and like I said, no offense to Georgia. You know, I love Georgia, but it's time for North Carolina to have their own professional MLB team.
And is there a way do you have like merchandise? Is there a way for people to support the Charlotte Bats and the grassroots movement?
Yeah, we're actually going to be launching our online site. We're going to do it last year, but unfortunately COVID got in the way with it. So we had to delay some things, but we're going to come up with our website, you know, very soon. Or our online store. We're going to have shirts and hats, jerseys, okay, T-shirts, and hopefully more merchandise in the near future.
So outside of the Charlotte Bats, what does Rick Curdy do?
I like to travel. That's been kind of restricted. You know, I haven't gone very far in traveling this past year or so because of COVID. You know, I like to draw. I like to write. I just like to be creative. I like to watch baseball. I love to watch sports. I'm a sports nut. You know, I'm mostly in Port. What I like to do is just go to communities. Like I said, I was in Gastonia, which is about 25 minutes away, small city.
Okay.
That's a big, beautiful ballpark. Great fans, great people, you know, and that's what I like to do. I just like to reach out to not only in Charlotte, but to all over North Carolina to show my support for professional sports.
And I know baseball is your favorite sport, but what would you say your second favorite sport is?
I like football. I actually prefer college football or the NFL. I love the college games. I think they're fun. They're exciting, you know, and when you watch them, this guy could be the next Joe Montana. This guy could be the next Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. True. You never know with these NFL players. You know, someone could be there that you don't even know who they are. And then in 5 years, they're like superstars, you know. So that's what I like about college football. I love the university, the passion, you know, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
And you're a UNC fan or a Duke fan?
Well, you know, I actually support our local university here, UNCC Charlotte. Good university. We just got a football team maybe about 7 years ago. The big university. So go 49ers. So I like the 49ers, and they're doing really well. They actually went to their first bowl game, not last season, but the season before. So very exciting times there. Great new head coach over there. So I like the Charlotte. I always support our local teams.
That's awesome. Where can people find the Charlotte Bats?
You can check out our website at www.charlottebats.com. You can check us out on Facebook at Charlotte MLB. We also have another page called Charlotte Bats Baseball. We're also on Twitter at Charlotte Bats. And I'm also on LinkedIn under Rick Curdy, C-U-R-T-I. And if you have any questions, suggestions, want to get involved, you can email me at cltbatsbaseball@gmail.com. And if you want to participate, help, sign our petition. We have an online petition that we have right now. We have a community page. Just, you know, people are not familiar with Charlotte, why we should have a team, and why this would be a great place for MLB, and just get people more, you know, more, get people involved and educated on Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Rick, for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on your program.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you all for watching today. Did you enjoy this conversation? Let me know in the comment section below. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button below to be notified of all my conversations. See you again soon.